السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We welcome you to another episode of Ask the Imam. That is a program that we have established to ask you questions. And if you need fatwa or you need clarity on certain matters and issues, you can always contact us through the email, ask the imam, all one word, at themasjid.org. That is ask the imam at themasjid.org. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Shaykh. This is a question regarding food. Is gelatin permissible?
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Is it allowed to use gelatin or enzymes in basically taken, I would assume gelatin that is taken from animals and to make candies or food or any type of food. In regard to this, gelatin can be taken from source which is vegetarian, like some plants, and obviously that's allowed.
Yeah.
Or it can be taken from animals that they are halal to eat, and they were Islamically correct, or they were slaughtered according to Islamic code,
okay.
The biha, and that will be allowed. But obviously in the modern world today, especially for us who live in the West, most of gelatin comes from animals, either going to be from haram source like pork, and that's very common, or from animal, they were not necessarily to be slaughtered according to Islamic code.
Right.
Or dead animal. So here we say that will take us, let's take the animals first. They'll take us to previously we discussed is the animals that slaughtered in non-Muslims countries like Christian majority considered halal or not, and I do believe it's considered halal, but is these enzymes taken from animals who slaughtered or just dead animals? We don't really know, you know, so there is a big question mark. So let's assume it is among the category which is non-slaughter, haram, you know, so you have pork, you have animal. What is the ruling regard to this? The vast majority in the modern scholars, I did the Majma' al-Fiqh al-Islami and the Muslim Council of Fiqh and even Amjad, the Assembly of Muslim Jurists in North America, all agreed that if the gelatin comes from pork or come from animals that were not slaughtered Islamically, according to Islamic code, are not allowed to be used. Also, they said any type of enzymes or any part of these animals used in the food as part of the process, and it is still the entity of it exists, okay, it's not dissolved completely by the new product, it's not allowed. But if it's a small amount and it is completely observed, disappeared, like let's say you take a piece of enzymes or, you know, skin and completely observed, not exist. They said if it's very small and completely observed, it will be allowed. The fuqaha used the word stuhlik.
Yes.
And that's also the fatwa of the majma' al-faqih, the
completely
council.
Completely absorbed by the majority
whatever
of
the process of the food
right.
is. But the gelatin here, that's the majority. There are some other scholars actually counter this position, minority. And I lean toward the minority opinion in this, which is I do believe that gelatin, if it stay as it is, okay, if the enzyme that was taken from, or the fat that's taken from the pork or these dead animals, it stay as is, never change, and can be identified as it is, in the new product, it's haram. But the reality is the gelatin is a new product. So, and I don't think the Sharia make the ruling according to the chemical ingredient of the element. Because the chemical ingredient of the element, something beyond the average Muslim's ability and use. But the obvious in Islam is, if it tastes, or it looks like, or it smells like pork, it is a pork.
Right.
It, beyond these three, if we're going to go to the chemical element and the analysis of it, I don't believe that this is what the Sharia is code and required. Otherwise, the Sharia would be only fitted to certain group of people and certain time in history and not applicable to all people and all time. And that's not how the Sharia works, the rules of Sharia works. So I do believe in this case, if the gelatin is basically transferred completely to
like
a new entity,
transformed from the original
from its original format
material, yes,
of the fat, whatever, to something new, a new product, it call Jello or it call gum or it call, you know, whatever the product is. In this case, or enzyme, some of these enzymes called cheese. You know, there is nothing right in it left. I know this is not the majority's opinion, but in my opinion, that, Nick, goes more consistent, in my opinion, with the rules of Sharia. And I say it's allowed, and I don't see haram or harm for using it. But obviously, if you have a choice between two,
right,
especially in food, yeah, alhamdulillah, you can always take the safe. But I'm saying this because also, I do believe that some people might not take that, and people may not know about this ruling as well. So it's not an issue. We should be too strict, in my opinion, about it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
All right. So, but, you know, there is the counter argument where, you know, some of these substances are not actually completely free of the original. So they don't really transform 100%. And I had that argument with one of the brothers who said his wife is allergic to pork. Before she was Muslim, she never ate pork. And then now when she eats some of that stuff that had gelatin, if she gets these allergies, that means there are still some of the original.
And she does.
Yeah, and she has some allergies to it. So I don't know if that is the situation.
We'll go back and see this allergy has to do with the chemical component or it is because of the actual part.
Original material.
So no doubt there is a question mark about it. But I agree. That's why I said if this entity was taken from the pork or these dead animals, it still exists in it as part of it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it did not transfer
completely, like 100%.
Yeah, it is still as an element that exists. It is because it's haram. But if that element transferred to something new, it's like when you say wine that it is made of, that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consumed what? Khal, vinegar.
Yes.
The vinegar, before it became vinegar, it was a wine. So if you, and because
some of it is.
Yeah, I mean the one the Prophet ﷺ consumed. It was before it, because it comes from grape, comes from whatever. It, before that, it was wine. And before wine, it was grape, for example. So if we say that, so when it was grape, it's halal. When it became wine, it's haram. And when it transferred to the vinegar, it became halal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in this case, that's transformation. It is. That's why al-Fuqaha rahimahullah said, if there is a dog fall into, they imagine, for example, a place where they dye the clothes. And that right chemical transferred the dog to become a salt. Mm-hmm. They said that salt is halal.
Okay.
Because not anymore. But see, it's a salt. Completely have a different entity, different,
right,
yes, you know, look, taste, different. Like, just imagine that. So when we say that, this became a complete different product. But if you see this product, part of it is the
original,
is the thing, it is haram.
Yep.
And okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And I said, again, avoiding that will be the much better option to do.
Okay. Barakallahu feekum. Again, thank you very much for watching. Communicate your questions to us through AskTheImam@TheMasjid.org. That is one word, AskTheImam@TheMasjid.org. JazakumAllah khair wa barakAllahu feekum.
JazakAllah khair.